let's put you down so you kind of just see him walk a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
The sign outside Dr. Marge Luter's office in Blacksburg says holistic veterinarian. That means she uses an integrative approach to treating her patients.
He's doing great.
Yeah.
The office is scented with geranium oil. She sees one patient at a time, and appointments can be more than an hour long as she carefully observes the animals. Salty is a 2-year-old poodle whose name describes his color. He's looking pretty good now, but owner Susie Branham from Bedford says it was a different story before his acupuncture treatments.
He was incredibly painful, like in his back end. About 2/3 of the way down his back, he had a real itchy spot, but if you just pushed his back, he just fell down. And at one point, a couple of days before he got here, he was down. He wasn't even walking. And he lost his personality. He's usually a bright, happy little dog who carries little balls around all the time. And he was just flat as a pancake because he was in so much pain.
Branham says Salty was so sick, he even lost his bark. Her veterinarian suggested back surgery, but Branham, a rehabilitation case manager who'd seen a lot of humans with back injuries, didn't want to go that route, so she came here.
After the first treatment, his little spark came back. You know, immediately he was the Salty that I know. You know, his eyes were bright again. He was more interested in things. He could walk, and he was out of pain. It was just incredible in the difference in just the first treatment, which was 3 weeks ago today.
Dr. Luter's office is the kind of place where the animals are allowed on the couch. The treatment area looks more like a living room than a hospital ward. Even before the needles are in, Salty quickly falls asleep.
Most of the patients I see are geriatric animals with multiple problems or animals with injuries. So it works well for those patients. It can really help with nausea and vomiting. So a lot of times if I see a patient who's sick with even a viral infection, I will be using the acupuncture to help control the nausea. And it can help relieve fevers. So it's very useful in many situations as a veterinarian.
Dr. Luter's been a veterinarian for 30 years, but like a growing number of practicing vets around the country, she went for additional training to add this element to her practice. Dr. Nancy Scanlon, a holistic vet in California, is the executive director of the American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association.
We don't get trained in this in most veterinary schools, although there are a few veterinary schools that are starting to have programs not as a part of the core course, but as a program that you can take, like acupuncture training, for example.
Scanlon says holistic veterinarians comprise just 2% of the vets out there, but there are some practicing in every state.
It explains so many conditions that we just accept. We can't explain them in Western medicine, but in Chinese medicine, a lot of those things just fall right into place. It's pretty cool.
Dr. Luter says holistic veterinary care isn't appropriate for all situations. Some animals do need surgery. But for others, she says acupuncture, Chinese herbs, and other holistic approaches are the best course. And that's how Salty got his bark back. I'm Robbie Harris.
That's what it is.